Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, as we continue to look at the book of Acts in this study that I've entitled Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. Today we'll be looking at Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, sent out by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at that passage together. You have your copy of God's Word with you and open before you. It's Acts chapter 13. Let's look at those first three verses. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Antioch had become the new missionary center of the church, the first congregation to witness to Gentiles in its own city, the first congregation to send missionaries into the larger world. Mission-minded, that's what we're talking about, mission-minded. A church doesn't just one day decide to be interested in missions. It's a result of the Spirit's work. Do you hear me? You don't just one day say, "Oh, let's be mission-minded. Let's pay attention to missions." No, the Holy Spirit begins that work. The Holy Spirit causes a body to be mission-minded. First, look at God works through Spirit-led ministry. Verse 1 of chapter 13. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Prophets and teachers. Growing the congregation through a Spirit-led teaching ministry and foretelling future events in Revelation, as well as speaking an inspired word from God. Barnabas, it says, Simeon, Niger from North Africa, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen from Herod's court, and Saul. God will empower a church that seeks to minister for Him with Spirit-filled leadership. And He will gather them from many places, as we see from these several. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, it says, "And He Himself," God, the Holy Spirit, "gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, and for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Second, God works through Spirit-sensitive ministry. Verse 2, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them.'" The Christians at Antioch were faithful as they ministered, and they were disciplined, fasted. It appears fasting was their normal practice. Fasting combined with worship indicates an intense devotion. It was in this context that the Holy Spirit gave instructions regarding two in that fellowship, Barnabas and Saul. "Separate," it says, "for the work," it says, "to which I've called them." It seems the work was the whole first missionary journey of Acts chapter 13, verse 4, all the way to chapter 14, verse 26. Look at Acts 14, verse 26. It says, from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. So they were sent out to start all these churches. They went out and they did it, and they made their way back to where they started. Three realities of faithful church ministry. First of all, Jesus Christ nominates his ministers. Jesus Christ determines who's going to be those who are going to serve him in a particular way. And then the Holy Spirit then separates Jesus' servants. And then the Father employs his laborers. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. Chapter 22 and verse 21. Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And then in Galatians chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. So God works through Spirit-sensitive ministry, always being ready to hear from God and to be obedient to what he says to do. So Spirit-led ministry, Spirit-sensitive ministry, and then number three, God works through Spirit-controlled ministry. Look at verse 3 again. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Obedience was demonstrated as the congregation at Antioch responded in faith. They fasted for Barnabas and Saul. They prayed for them. They laid hands on them. What was the reason for the laying on of hands? Well, from the text, it had a twofold purpose: commissioning and blessing. Why? That they might have success. They went out with the congregation's endorsements. So it was a visual endorsement. All the other people who were part of that church got to see that commissioning, got to see that blessing. So they went out with the congregation's endorsement. It was two who went to the mission field, but they went on behalf of the whole church at Antioch. Look at 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. If a church is to be mission-minded, if a church is to be a mission-minded ministry that God works through, it must be Spirit-led, Spirit-sensitive, and Spirit-controlled. It is about being a local body of living sacrifices. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Spirit-led, Spirit-sensitive, Spirit-controlled, results in mission-mindedness and the furthering of God's work. You have a great day.